Now, a view inside one of the largest school systems in the country, out-of-tune pianos, broken strings, and worn-out horns. The Los Angeles Unified School District has hundreds of music programs, jazz and marching bands, orchestras, choirs. But for a couple of years, teachers and student musicians have struggled with a backlog of aging instruments. Mary Plummer of member station KPCC reports.
Hamilton High is one of Los Angeles Unified's top art schools. Here's what the jazz class sounds like just when they're practicing. The school's music academy is so popular that every year there's a wait list of about 400 students. But inside a closet in one of the music rooms, senior Melissa Valenzuela shows us the problem.
That's why there's no pull.
This is a broken violin, actually. All the strings are detached. The bridge is broken.
The closet holds an assortment of broken string instruments. Mariachi guitars with deep cracks in their sides. Violin bows without any hair. Teachers say this school is just one example. Leaky saxophones, dented trombone slides, and violins without tuners have become routine. 15 minutes west is Venice High School. Senior Alexis Hernandez is one of the students struggling with broken equipment.
It's a baritone saxophone. We only have one.
If this hurts your ears, keep in mind that Alexis is one of the school's top musicians. He says being stuck on a broken instrument makes him notice what he doesn't have.
You just sound horrible. You're kind of killing the whole sound.
Like so many of LA's students from low-income homes, Alexis depends on the district to supply equipment. LA Unified has a long history of providing and fixing instruments. For decades, it's owned a 6,200-square-foot repair shop. But staffing shortages have made it tough to keep up.
There is more work to be done.
That's Lamont Douglas, the new director. Before KPCC first reported on the shop in 2013, it had a much larger backlog of broken instruments.
While I understand the concerns of the past, we have made some market improvements from what did happen a couple of years ago.
At Venice High, Alexis's music teacher, Wendy Sarnoff, sorts through her storage closet.
We have one piccolo. I mean, please. You know. Here's our bassoon.
Sarnoff says she feels like she's constantly in triage, spending so much time on instrument repairs that it cuts into basics like lesson planning. And besides, she says, it's just no fun for the kids.
They hear that it's a wrong note, they're crestfallen, and now I'm sad because there's nothing that I can do to help them.
Sarnoff says this challenge adds to her worry list. When students have instruments that don't work, how does she grade them? For NPR News, I'm Mary Plummer.